liking this one.
Just a kid with a butterfly in my hand, trying to get up to the clouds where he likes it.
It's building back up. I know what I want the guys to do now. Kick right back into that riff again. Coming up. Boom. Boom. Here we go. You remember the time we said that the city was yours. I feel bad for what I just said before, by the way, but I'm happy I said it because it's 100% right. When I just picked a song that I'm going to add to a playlist, whereas when Maura chooses a song to kick off the podcast, it doesn't always make one of the T-Birds playlists.
Yeah, because your taste in music fucking sucks.
It's just a verse. It's all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, this one, I came across it a couple weeks ago, and something about it has a really cool vibe. The guitar work is super chill, but it's aggressive at the same time in tone. But it has this vibe of like you're just driving down a California highway. Sunshine and windows down, like it's super.
I find those sounds
seagull-y sounding, yeah.
Those make me think of palm trees,
yeah.
Hawaii, yeah, yeah.
That just made summer 2022.
Yeah.
I only have 3 songs in that playlist. It's just starting.
It's building.
Yeah. Have you guys heard this song? This is the first song I dumped into it. I don't think it's a new one. You won't like it, Maura.
I jump from thought to thought like a flea jumps to a light. You could give it.
I mean, I like that. Boom, 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 boom. Is that the kick drum? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Kick drum, and then it's like a bass. It's doing a synth bass. That's doing a whoa.
I feel like I recognize the band.
Yeah.
Is it like, is it someone that we've heard before sing? Is it?
You know what? When I heard this, I was like, I better make sure they're actually British or something, because it's going to drive me crazy if it's just some American guy who's putting on a weird accent. What's that?
Is it M83?
No.
He's French. He's a DJ.
He's French and he's a DJ.
No, M83.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. No, this isn't M83.
Who am I thinking of? I can't remember.
They are the Wombats.
Oh, I don't know them.
And then it features Dagny. She comes in here as like a female. It's got kind of like a alt indie sort of vibe to it.
Kind of reminds me a little bit of like Naked and Famous as well. Or yeah, no, I like it. It's cool.
Drake. Yeah, listening to Drake in your best friend's swimming pool.
Mm.
But you've done that before, Maura.
I used to live next door to somebody who had a pool. That was fun. That was great. And then we all moved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks.
Having a pool was great. No, oh, no, man, I tell you.
Guys, you had one, right?
The parties that you could throw in the backyard and the girls that you could get to come over.
Oh, yeah.
Because you had a pool.
Because you had a pool?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And then they got the bikinis on, they're tanning, and you're just this young teenage loser who's fawning over these young girls.
I remember my best friend in elementary school had a pool in her backyard, and then her family went through a divorce, and they filled the pool in. You know,
my brother just filled in his pool like a year and a half ago or something.
I remember them. There was nothing sadder than seeing the backyard all like grass or like it wasn't even.
Yeah.
It's kind of mud for a while, you know.
My buddy Don had a pool.
Did he?
His parents put one in and it was really nice, but he was a bit stingy with it sometimes.
What?
Well, you know what he would do? And I would have no problem saying it to his face. I don't know if he listens to this podcast, but he'd have us over. And we'd be swimming, mm-hmm. and everything's like great vibe. Everything's going great.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd literally be like, guys, time for you guys to go. And he'd just kick us out.
Maybe you're overstaying your welcome. Do you think you guys?
I think he just wanted to have some solo time. Maybe he wanted to do some solo stuff. I don't know. Before
what?
The parents got home. But anyway, it'd be like, you know, an after school whatever. We were hanging out there. Okay, I think you guys. It's time for you to go.
Oh, he'd kick you out.
Just
wow.
kick us out.
He had
like,
balls.
Oh, okay.
I guess we'll go.
See ya.
You know, get out of the pool.
That's so funny.
Yeah. No, I never had a pool growing up.
No, those were the, like, that was like a, that signified that you were next level if you had a pool.
But then you had all those rules you had to enforce, and that would be annoying to have to be pool enforcer, like lifeguard on duty. No glass, no glass outside, please. Oh, yeah. You want to go out here? I'm going to pour that into this cup.
Yeah.
And it all makes sense.
Yes.
You don't want glass, especially if you have a liner, like in the pool, one of those vinyl liners, man.
It's funny how all those rules change, though, like as you get older, and you're like, whenever I go back home and I use the pool, I don't follow any of those rules.
You got really? Blasts. You got blasts
I'm
everywhere.
Drinking alcohol in the pool, swimming by myself, smoking darts. Like, I'm just doing everything you're not supposed to do in the pool by yourself with no one around.
Don't tell your parents.
I feel like you now understand the repercussions if, like, something happened and you're more careful. Like, as a kid, you just don't get it. Like,
yes, that's
you don't
true.
Get
I,
it.
I also, like, I am trained as a lifeguard. I also know how to swim. Like, I know how to, like...
Do you know how to handle if someone swallows a cigarette while they're swimming?
And do you know how to save yourself when you're drowning? Can you give yourself mouth to mouth and CPR?
That's the problem, is doing it to yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not so much worried about my capabilities of swimming or drowning, but, you know, if I slip because I'm drunk and I fall and hit my head, I'm screwed.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I do a lot of stuff where if I slip and fall, I'm dead for sure.
Yeah.
Sailing, you know, it would be one of them.
Oh, my God.
You know, walking around my boat while it's sailing and I'm adjusting something and I have like what's called auto helm, which will help steer the boat when I'm not at the wheel.
Yeah.
But if I fall off, that boat is just going to keep on going until it smashes into something probably.
Oh, God. And does that happen a lot? Do you hear about boats that are just like floating away and some guys like fell off overboard?
Well, you know what? Yeah, you don't hear the story of how it happened.
You just find
you
the boat.
You just hear about somebody who didn't come back and then they find the boat or they find the body.
Oh, shit.
It's usually what it is. It's kind of scary. Yeah, like when I do certain things when I'm alone, say if I'm on Lake Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time I brought my boat to Lake Ontario because I used to keep it exclusively near Kingston. And where I would hang out, I was always kind of close enough to land.
Mm-hmm.
And the water was always warm enough that I felt like I could swim back if I fell off and was conscious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're unconscious, whatever, forget about it. You're dead.
You're dead.
But I remember being in Lake Ontario and I remember sailing. I was a couple miles out from shore and I thought, as I'm taking a leak off the back of the boat. And I have this area, like a walkout area where I could kind of, I'm pretty close to the water level. And mm-hmm. I just thought as I'm holding on, kind of leaning out a bit so I don't pee on my boat. And I just had this moment where I was like, you know, if I fall off here, I'm dead. No one's finding me. I'll be treading water until I die of hypothermia.
You think?
Or I intentionally drown myself, unless I'm insanely lucky and somebody happens to be coming by that exact location. But you can be out there and not see anyone for a long time.
Jeez.
You need like a bungee cord or like a pee cord or something.
Sure.
You know, there, like strap
tie yourself
on.
In. Okay, yeah. So I'll tell you what I do now. That was like the first real solo I was sailing. And I was like, God, this is really kind of a different game out here.
Mm.
And so I changed my practices completely. Now if I pee off the back of the boat, I don't lower the gate. I just allow myself to pee a little bit on the back of the boat, for one thing.
Good to know.
Because I can't fall out in that scenario.
Right.
The other thing I do is I wear like an inflatable life jacket, so it's not really cumbersome. And I also have a radio that it's called a VHF radio that I would, and it has a GPS built into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I could call, like make a distress call if I fell off. And then I would
smart.
Be able to get someone from like the Toronto Harbor to probably race out and save my ass while my boat sailed off to Rochester, New York.
That's
you
the
know?
Problem, I guess, is your boat is on the move while you're doing this.
Yeah. It's sailing. I can't just, I mean, I could just stop it, but the sails are up. It's pointed in a direction and it's this wheel is steering to a compass and it'll hold that bearing as long as it's not too crazy windy or gets like insane waves. It'll just keep sailing forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like on the right day, I could start my boat, the engine, if it's calm, I could point it at a place, say, in Niagara Falls, and I could set it off in that direction, jump off, get in a car, drive to Niagara Falls
and
in time to see my boat coming in a few hours later. No one would ever do that, but, you know, in theory, you could.
Would you lend your boat to your daughters yet?
No. No. You know, it's not like out of the realm. My dad eventually allowed me to use his boat.
Yeah.
They don't have an interest in learning how to operate it properly.
Oh.
If they said, you know, I want to be able to take your boat out one day, I'd be like, great. That's amazing. But let's go through the steps that it would require you to, in order to do that.
Gotcha.
Got to learn how to park it. We got to practice. We got to go to like this dock that's no one's around.
I thought they would have like...
No.
They don't care.
Deb has never even parked our boat.
Really?
Yeah. It's a bit like it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
It's, you know, wind's blowing you around. You got to get in. You got to tie up quick or whatever.
My brother-in-law is super like... obsessed about the docking procedure.
Yeah, but that's so stupid. That's just a cottage boat. Give me a break.
Is it that different?
Yeah, completely.
He said the way you're coming at the dock and the current and everything.
There's no current in that lake. I know that lake. There's no... but the wind would blow you.
Yeah, the wind. Like, oh my God, it's such a headache.
The general rule is just go in slow. Go in slow so you can just push off.
Right.
You know, only go as fast as you're willing to hit something at. You know what I mean?
Right.
But when a certain, on a boat like mine, if the wind's blowing a certain way and you don't do it right, you could really like end up in a bad position where you damage someone else's boat and then you like can't get out of it because it's too big a boat for the small space. But he's just coming in off a lake. It's not like it's a tight little turn he's got to make in a narrow little area, you know, a little channel.
I think it's just that people, like, when they have a boat, they're like, fuck, this is expensive, this boat. You don't want to mess with it. Like, right now, my husband and I are looking at buying me, like, a secondhand beater car just so I can get around because we just have the one car between us.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when I'm looking at cars that are around $5,000... you can kind of get like a shitty boat for that price. So I keep bringing that up. I'm like, we could have a boat.
Yeah, 100%.
A shitty boat instead of a shitty car.
But what do you need?
Well, what do I need? I need a car, but I hate cars. You know, to me, cars, they all look the same unless it's a convertible or a luxury car. Everything else is four wheels, a steering wheel, a pedal, and an engine. Like, there's really no fucking difference, except for maybe, there's a curve here, and this one's a bit boxier. They all look the same, so I hate spending my money on cars. I have no interest, you know? I'd rather get a boat, because now...
You could go spend a day doing stuff.
Honestly, doing stuff.
You don't even have to keep it somewhere. You could keep it on a trailer at your place.
You guys could
take off in the morning, dump it in at some ramp, and then go spend the day like cruising tootling around, taking your kid tubing.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I get that.
You know what? Get a boat, right?
We rent a boat every summer, a bunch of us that rent cottages at this kind of resort place where everyone has their own place to stay. But we share it with five families. We could have easily bought that boat five times over.
You're kidding.
Well, just to rent it, I think we pay like $1,700 or something. It's divided by five families for a week.
Okay.
So it's split up. It's not so bad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could probably buy that boat secondhand for $5,000.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And then I'll rent it to you guys every summer.
Yeah. Well, seriously.
Yeah. For $1,500. Yeah. Boom.
Yeah, or you could spend $10,000 on a slightly better one. Like when we started renting this boat, it may have been worth $10,000.
Yeah.
We've rented it 11 years in a row.
Same boat. Wow.
Same engine. We're paying like $1,700. What's the math on that times 11? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you want to know now?
It's $18,000.
Oh my God.
You know, if we had just spent $10,000 10 years ago, we would have saved half the money. The problem is we don't have a place to store it.
Yeah, I mean, servicing it,
it's not that big a deal. We could literally just wrap it up and like after the week we use it and save it for the next year. The thing would be pristine because it never gets hardly used.
Oh my God. But you guys should have bought a boat.
Should have, but we didn't have a cottage cabin in the woods where we could dump it for the rest of the year. There was some stuff I thought might be fun to do in this podcast. By the way.
Oh, by the way.
Mm-hmm. You want to say it? You want to be the bearer of good and bad news?
This is the season finale of this season of the podcast, which is season what, Bundus? I don't even know what season we're on.
Six.
This is season six?
Wow. I mean, what we're doing is we're retooling the podcast, and when we come back, it'll have like it'll have a name.
It'll have seasons.
All the stuff we talked about where we're, you know, discussing retooling things, it'll have seasons. So this is the final episode of this season, and when we're back, it'll be
a new season.
Hopefully better. Hopefully it'll be better.
Polished.
Wow.
And pristine.
Maybe.
Right?
In this final season finale, I came across this article when I was prepping for our radio show, and it was different celebrities talking about losing their virginity. We ended up doing a game on our show, which was I name you the celebrity, and then I give you an age, and you have to tell us whether or not they lost their virginity when they were younger or older.
Mm-hmm.
It's like higher or lower. And then we got into some of the details, because this is just somebody collected all these stories from different interviews that have happened over the years. So Miley Cyrus, for example, when she was doing a podcast, talked about how she was first attracted to women before she was ever attracted to guys. So her first sexual experience was with two women.
Two women?
Yeah. She didn't get into all the details, but she said she went past first base.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't go all the way with a guy until she was 16, which I still think is pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
but she ended up marrying that guy.
Wow.
It was Liam.
So she got married pretty young then, or were they together forever?
They were together forever.
Wow.
And actually, she lied to Liam when they first started dating, because she was worried about telling him that she was still a virgin when it came to a heterosexual relationship.
Oh, that's too bad.
And so she actually made up a name, like a friend of hers, and said, oh yeah, I had sex with that guy. What's interesting, though, is that one of Liam's friends ended up marrying that person, and then she had to come clean about, like, with the fact that she never actually had sex with it. She's like, I didn't, but she told him after they had sex, so it was okay.
Damn.
But yeah.
It's a web of lies she created.
Yeah. We didn't do this one. Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe.
How old do you think Khloe Kardashian was when she lost her virginity?
18.
I'm going to go older.
15.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. She says it's not funny to lose your virginity. It's weird and you're scared and it hurts and you don't know what will happen. I was 15. He was an older guy who wasn't a virgin. I don't really remember it hurting, but I do remember that I just wanted to get it over with.
Oh, God.
You definitely don't have an orgasm your first time.
No, you don't.
Isn't that funny? Like, when you think of guys who have sex for the first time with a woman and they're like, hey, did you orgasm? Like, there's no chance.
No, you're just learning. Yeah. But guys, I guess, would, eh? Like, your first, is it enjoyable?
No. No.
I mean, you can. Oh, yeah.
You can orgasm.
Most people have an orgasm, but it's not even.
It's not enjoyable.
No. She said that she didn't have an orgasm for the first few years. She didn't even know what the feeling was until she had one.
Mm, really? So she just wasn't masturbating as a teenager,
I guess not.
Huh.
She liked the intimacy part of it, but then she finally figured out what the whole Big O was, and
that was that.
Joe Jonas did not tell us how old he was.
Well, he was wearing one of those purity rings.
Oh yeah,
remember?
That was funny.
Lies.
Yeah, that Jay-Z rap. I use my cojones. I'm not a Jonas. Yeah.
He says, and I don't know who this is because I haven't looked it up. I lost my virginity to this girl named Ashley. You could probably just Google it. It's pretty easy to figure out.
Ashley.
Joe Jonas.
It wasn't Ashley Simpson, was it?
Ashley Graham.
Ashley Graham.
Who's Ashley Graham?
She was the actress who was in Boogie Nights. Wasn't she in Boogie Nights?
No, that's
Heather Graham?
Heather Graham,
Ashley Graham is, no way. That can't be. And Ashley Graham is a model. It can't be her.
Well, why not?
Ashley Graham is like a plus size model, yes, isn't she? Yeah, she was like the first famous plus size model.
Yeah, but super hot. Like,
easily.
She's very attractive.
I'm not saying she's not
probably
hot.
Her. Yeah. Oh, I mean, like, that's the first when you type Joe Jonas Ashley, that's what comes up.
So. Oh, so they dated or they just hooked up?
It's quite a. He says it's quite a great story in talking about losing his virginity.
Oh, cool.
I didn't have any condoms, so I went to our drummer Jack's room, who was my roommate at the time, and I demolished his room looking for them. I found them underneath his underwear drawer, which you'd think would be like a go-to spot, right?
Yeah.
When he came home, he thought somebody broke into his room because the whole room was demolished. But he was in dire need. Yeah. He needed it to happen then and now. And he wasn't going to do it without a condom. He says, safety first.
Yeah. I remember having like a cliffhanger moment like that. Well, if you can find a condom, we'll do it. If you can't, then we won't. And seeing the guy being like, oh, okay.
yeah.
Clarification, it was Ashley Greene from Twilight, the Twilight movies, not Ashley Graham.
Ashley Greene?
I was going to say, I think there's a bit of an age difference there. Ashley Greene, gotcha.
Jessica Alba. Now that
is a hottie.
Is that? That's Justin Timberlake's wife, right? No, that's Jessica Biel. Yeah. Jessica Alba was young. She was 18, she says, when I started dating Michael Weatherly. I was a virgin. I knew I wanted to be in love with the first person I slept with because for almost everyone I knew, the first experience them had made them feel like shit. So I wanted to be really careful. I think that's really smart.
Yeah, I think so,
too. You know, when I hear some of these ages from some of these celebrities, it scares me a little bit because I have a 13 and a, you know, almost 16-year-old. She's 16 in a month.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I knew she was in love with someone and had been with someone for number of years,
yes,
it would put me more at ease to think about, like, this sort of world being a part of her world.
I think about my high school boyfriend. I wish I would have had sex with him. We had one of those do or die situations too, where we were like at his family cottage and nobody was there. And I'm like, if the key is in the place where you often hide the key, we will go in and both lose our virginity together.
Oh.
If the key is not there, then we will not. Guess
wait,
what?
He was not there.
Why do I could you imagine?
I'm always saying these do or die situations.
Yeah.
If you could find a guy.
Why would you do that to him?
Well,
that seems so mean.
No, we both decided if the key was there, then it was right. The moment was right. If the key was not there, then the moment was not
right. You were doing radio bits before you were even on the radio.
We should have filmed it.
Yeah. All right. We're about to find out. Will the key be behind the rock in the garden on the left side of the front door?
Or will it not?
All right, we're going to lift this rock up together. You put your hand on the left side, I'll put my hand on the right side. And on the count of three, we'll lift it up.
It would have been an epic.
Oh, man.
We loved each other so much. We were 18. It all made
You're
sense.
You're 18, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't do it.
The key wasn't there, Bundes. The key was not there. We could not do it.
Couldn't get a hotel room.
No.
Seriously.
No, we wanted to do it at the family cottage, man.
Why would you do it in the car in front of the family cottage?
Do it on the beach. Do it in front of
the
lake.
It was the virginity.
On the deck.
We were both going to lose our virginity to each other in the car. No. In on the beach, no. Public space, no. In the cottage, yes.
Okay.
We were looking for a sign that it was right.
But okay, so what did you eventually? Okay, when it did happen, did you get the sign that it was right, or was it like in the car?
No, him and I ended up breaking up. But you know, to this day, we're still in touch. He's definitely the person I should have lost my virginity to, and him with me. We were like high school sweethearts.
It's a weird thing to say, I feel like. Because it almost feels like you left some stuff on the table that one day you plan on going to pick up.
When you
say it that way, it sounds like if
we never had sex. I'm sure he would love to have sex with me.
No, he'd probably rather have sex with you now than you then. You're probably terrible.
With the back brace and everything. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder, like, I think to a certain degree you want to wait and be ready when you lose your virginity. But then I wonder, like, if you are holding out for so long waiting for that perfect moment. Mm. Does it ever really come? And then do you wait too long? You know what I mean?
Like, that was the moment. You guys are probably right. I was even on birth control because we were gearing up for it. We're like, we were sexually active in every other way. We just weren't doing penis to vagina penetration.
Mm-hmm. Just spell it out for us, eh?
I think we got you at the point where it's like you're doing everything but that.
But in case you didn't get it.
In case you didn't, it was a clear
penetration.
Penetration. Would it be riding the hot dog bun though?
Oh yeah.
On the outside.
I was having orgasms dry humping him. We might as well have had sex.
You should have just done it then.
I know. That's what I mean when I say that was the person I was supposed to lose my virginity to. We were very close sexually already.
I think it's better. It's never gonna be great. It's never going to be a great sexual experience, but it can be a great experience knowing you shared it with someone that you really care about and that even, you know, years later, you'll look back on it as not being a mistake.
Yes, that was the scenario. You know, that was the scenario.
I would say when I lost my virginity, I know for sure I was not properly in love with the girl that I lost my virginity to. I was 18, though. It was my 18th birthday, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
But she was a lovely girl that I'd been dating through the summer. And we'd been hooking up. I'll tell you how I know it wasn't right. Mm-hmm. I didn't know she wasn't a virgin until I lost my virginity with her. The fact that I didn't know that and that it wasn't something that came up.
Right.
It's just like we didn't have that. Our relationship hadn't progressed to that point, and I was
the openness.
I was like super immature. I didn't even know how to have those conversations or anything. Right. Like, I think I would have rather been with somebody on a journey, like you were with that guy.
We both knew we were both virgins.
Let's have bad sex for the first time together.
It would have been great.
And learn how to enjoy it together.
Yes.
And all that.
Yes.
All I feel like is I let this girl down because she slept with a noob who didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
Yeah.
And we'd been fooling around for probably 5 hours before we had sex.
Yikes.
I didn't feel a thing. It was, you know.
It was a nightmare.
It was not good. It couldn't have been good for her.
No.
But I wish we had more of a connection. Even though she was like my first real girlfriend. You know?
Yeah. And it was your birthday. That's the best part of the story.
What did you really want for your 18th birthday?
You.
Oh.
I want.
Why didn't you say that when we first started making out 5 hours ago?
Did she say, what did you really want for your birthday?
Something like that.
And you were like, I want penis vagina penetration.
I want to stick this in there, even though I can't feel anything anymore. something like that. But where were we here? Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe. Give us Daniel Radcliffe.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, in a 2014 interview, he shared his virginity story. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the few people who seem to have had a really good first time. I was with somebody I'd gotten to know well. There you go.
That's the thing.
I'm happy to say I've had a lot better sex since then. But it wasn't a horrendously embarrassing experience as a lot of other people's were.
Mm-hmm.
Like my friend who got drunk and did it with a stranger under a bridge, you know?
Oh, fuck.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking
John
about.
John Legend. What do you think happened there?
John Legend. Oh, he played piano and then made love to somebody on top of that.
It's going to be a legendary story.
I guess he used to hang out with older people because he said, just being around older people that were having sex, I felt like I had to catch up with everybody. I think a lot of pressure when you're a male teen and losing your virginity. And so,
oof.
Yeah,
it's definitely better, I think, to be a woman in that instance, because you guys probably feel like there's some sort of performance side that you have. Yeah.
Definitely. Like it was. Yeah.
I don't know, though.
I don't know. I mean,
it doesn't hurt us. It can hurt you.
Yeah, it could. Yeah.
You know?
But you guys
like socially, or do you mean physically?
Physically,
it can hurt. I mean, it doesn't always, of course, but it's not going to be. It's going to probably be one of the worst sexual experiences you have from a purely physical.
Well, just like I wasn't in pain. I know a lot of people that weren't in pain, but just like the new feeling, the newness of it is what's like, oh, what? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then learning how to get pleasure from that is unique and takes time. You know, but you guys have to actually have a hard on for it to even work.
That's not hard at that age.
It's not hard.
Yeah.
When you're 18.
It's like ridiculous, I guess.
You're pretty much hard all day long.
Yeah, like I said, I was fooling around for 5 hours. There was no point where I lost my erection.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, 5 hours might be an exaggeration. It might have been, three and a half, four.
Oh, God.
In my buddy's guest bedroom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Technically, I was 18 in a day by the time it finally happened.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Kevin Hart, he wrote in his memoir, her name was Angie. We didn't go to the same school, but she lived in the neighborhood. The first time, I couldn't tell whether we did it or not. This time, I was certain we did it. So I double lost my virginity. I guess he did it twice. Just to make sure.
Yeah. I get that.
Angie.
Yeah, I guess like when you hear that song and the first person you were with was Angie.
Probably,
Jessica Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
I'd built up this anticipation in my mind that the first time I had sex with my husband had to be this transcendent experience. So
she
waited until she was married with Nick Lachey.
Holy shit, yeah. I forgot about that. I think she was pretty open with the fact that she was a virgin.
Yeah.
And
they were also pretty young. Like when they did that Newlyweds reality show, they had to be in their early 20s, I would think.
They were young.
What I didn't know then is that everyone's first time is awkward. But I guess if you look, I respect people that that wait till, you know, some important moment in life, whether it's marriage or something. But yeah, like it's still not going to be an amazing sexual experience. It's just going to be a moment that you share with someone you care about. So she knew that it was going to be like awful, but you know what, it was okay. She said it was just okay, like the actual act. Ed Sheeran, he was asked which felt better, selling out Madison Square Garden 3 times or having sex for the first time.
I'm going to go Madison Square on
that one. Yeah, I would go Madison Square on
that. He said probably selling out Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
He said that the first time, he was asked if it was memorable. He said, it's a benchmark in his life, but it wasn't the best thing he's ever done.
Yeah.
Charlie Puth. We addressed this one on our radio show.
So crazy.
He's a singer. He made headlines when he revealed that he had sex for the first time with a fan when he was 21.
21.
This girl came up to him and was like, can you sign my chest?
Sure.
I'm sure all fans are hoping that ask will lead to sex.
If that's their end goal.
If that's their end goal, yeah.
I mean, he said he never saw her again. She was lovely.
How did it go to sex? Okay. Like from the boob sign? I don't understand.
Wow. She was sort of like, yeah.
So it's like, oh, why don't you come backstage?
You should hang out. You want to hang out?
Yeah.
And then be like, oh, we should go back. I got a hotel room or something.
I have some girlfriends that that have slept with some famous people. And it's not a matter of trying very hard. It's just like you literally put it on the table. Like they like the girl wants it. So they're like offering it immediately.
Oh.
And usually there's not much resistance. You know what
I
mean?
It's like, oh, do you want to hook up?
Yeah. Like, why
and
don't...
they're like, yeah.
Or you just say something leading, like, maybe you should take me upstairs or maybe you should take me backstage. Like, something like that. And then it's like, gotcha, you know?
You're in. Wow.
God, that makes me think of... this is dark, though.
Oh.
The whole Jacob Hogard thing. Where these women agreed to have sex with him and traveled to have sex with him and met him in a hotel. But then he went from like what was supposed to be this experience to a completely different experience where it was like rape and torture.
Yeah.
Even though they consented to be there and have sex.
And he just probably feel trapped.
He, you know, has now been convicted. So I can say he took it to a next level.
Yeah.
And sodomized them and wouldn't let that. Yeah. Like it sounded like a horrible, horrible... It was 100% rape.
Yeah.
Anyway, Charlie Puth, back to Charlie Puth. He said he never saw her again. She was lovely, but it makes me sad sometimes because I wish the older version of me was like, hey, you might want to just make this a little more memorable and have it not be like a one-night stand.
Maybe that's all she wanted.
With a fan. No, she might have wanted that, but he's feeling it's a bit empty, you know, to have done it that way. That's right. Like the guy under the bridge with a hookup.
Right. That makes sense.
Kit Harington.
Ooh.
John frickin' Snow.
John Snow.
Winter is coming.
He said it was a typical sort of teenage thing at a party. It was probably too young. I think the girl and I just kind of wanted to either hold on and do it right, or you're young and decide to get the monkey off your back, and you just get the monkey off your back. So it seems like he just hooked up with a girl at a party.
Right.
Yeah. No one was doing that with me. I probably would have done it that way if I could have.
Yeah.
Just to get the monkey off your back. It's so stupid and so funny, you know, a mix of the two about how you just want to get it done so you can say you've done it. And like, what a stupid thing to have
just so
be
you can
that important, you know?
Lose my virginity.
Yeah, like the first thing after I had sex with this girl was I couldn't wait to tell some of my friends that I was finally in the club, you know?
Yeah.
Especially knowing that some other people weren't in the club yet, you know, that I wasn't last picked on the team.
Yeah, I don't know.
So stupid.
Like, I don't know if it's like that anymore, though. Is it still like that with kids? I don't know. Like, is it not cool to be a virgin? I feel like it might be different now.
I hope so. Because it's such a stupid thing to have be like you want to finish before somebody else does.
Everybody
get there first.
Talks about sex. Sex is everywhere. And then when you haven't had it yet, you wonder what you're missing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
That hasn't changed.
Tina Fey. How old was Tina Fey?
I don't know. 16?
24.
Woo!
She had sex for the first time at age 24. I remember bringing people over in high school to play. That's how cool I am.
To play?
Like, you know, she was a late bloomer, essentially. Like, I think to play is in, like, still she was still playing.
Okay.
Come on over and play. You know.
No, she said she was playing
play
Celebrity.
Sexually.
That game, Celebrity? Was there a game called Celebrity?
I don't know.
Anyway, she said that, like, she would invite people over to play the game Celebrity, but it turns out, like, all the people she brought over were all these gay boys. Like, none of them were interested in women.
In women, okay.
And she ended up, it was in her 20s that she eventually found somebody to hook up with.
I remember dating a guy for a while, and, you know, we'd be making out, and I just wanted to tell him I was a virgin because I just wanted it to slow down. And he said, I finally did tell him. And he's like, I'm a virgin too. And I'm going to save myself for marriage. And I remember feeling like this huge weight off me. Like, oh, okay, thank God, you know.
Yeah.
Not going to have to.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not going to push me to go further than I want to and stuff like that.
That makes me cringe so much.
Yeah, well, those are things like.
I know.
Now we can just fool around. And that's not going to come up.
I'm going to tell you something. I remember having this argument with a woman about consent. And and she was explaining to me, she's like, guys have to learn what consent is. I'm like, what are you talking about? And it was only because I had my own experiences to reference. And I'm like, I would never do anything or push anyone into doing something that they didn't want to do, which is probably one of the reasons why I've been with so few people. Well, not, you know what I mean? Like, I was to a fault.
Mm-hmm.
People may have wanted to do it, but I just never asked because I wanted it to happen so organically that someone eventually has to sometimes bring it up. Like, are we going to do this? Or like, are we gonna? And I was even afraid to have that conversation because I wanted, you know, one of my first real hardcore girlfriends, like the first time I kissed her, I asked if it would be okay if I kissed her. You know what I mean? Like, I was so concerned with consent.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember thinking, like, what are you talking about? And then I, you know, through more hearing more stories of stuff, you realize, oh my God.
Yeah.
She was 100% right.
Yes.
There are so many people that take, you know, just because you consent to second base doesn't mean you consent to third base.
Yeah.
And just because you consent to third base, if it's not going so well and you want to get out of it, you have every right to stop it in that moment.
Yes.
And it turns out there are a lot of assholes out there who think that once they've been given the green light for this, that it's you get to go all the way no matter what, you know?
Yeah. There's a lot of things you can do in between on those bases. Like, oh my God, I did it with my high school boyfriend for years.
Yeah.
Had a lot of orgasms, you know, learned how to masturbate because of what I was doing with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't even need him. I just need a pillow and some privacy. That's the truth, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if you jump all the way to sex, you might miss some learning on your way. At least for women, anyways.
Hmm. Pillows. Guys use pillows, too, you know.
Oh, interesting. Sure. Yeah. You had sex with
make
the couch,
out with,
didn't
kiss,
you?
Hug.
Didn't you have sex with the couch?
We used to joke about I haven't had sex with a couch. But this is something you couldn't do today. But they're at a station I used to work for. They had these big, ploofy, black couches, like leather couches.
Yeah.
And the top of the cushions, you could like squeeze one cushion to the next cushion and kind of create like a cleavage.
Oh, come on.
And then we just like go up to it and pretend we were having sex with the couch.
Oh.
You know, couch cushions. It was
I
a joke.
I thought you did have sex with the couch.
No. No. Honest, you ever had sex with a couch?
No, not with the couch, but like I did manage to stick my penis in a few different holes when I was younger.
Right. Yeah, it happens.
Just anything that looks like it could fit, I would just try it.
Did anyone try a pie after watching American Pie?
Never. Bible?
What a waste of a perfectly good pie.
I had a friend who stuck his dick in a hole in a tree when he was younger.
No.
Hole in a tree?
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
Sounds like blisters and splinters, yeah.
What would you do? What kind of, like a woodpecker was there? Yeah. The perfect hole?
But what if there's a woodpecker still in there?
Was it at a maple syrup farm and they had all these holes in there to collect sand? He pulled the spout out and he stuck his dick in. Then plugged the spout back in.
That poor tree. Disrespecting the tree.
It couldn't move. Oh, God. Okay. You think that's enough of that?
Hey, happy season finale. Kid with a butterfly in
my hand. Ashton Kutcher was 15. I'll give you one more.
Okay.
He was out in the woods with a girl that he had just met. He'd been set up by a buddy, and they ended up hooking up. The whole thing lasted 2 seconds. He says it was really awkward, but 2 years later, he had sex with her again just to show her the first performance was a fluke and he'd gotten better. Everyone should have the ability to hook up with their first person they were ever with 20 years later.
Oh, my God.
Make it right.
Yeah. Do-over.
Just like, you know, you have that celebrity exception list. Everyone should have just the one time.
Yeah.
Probably a bad idea. But. Okay. Well, thanks for supporting the podcast. Don't forget, if you're missing the podcast, you can actually listen to our radio show. It's not far off from what you hear here.
It really isn't.
And you can do it every weekday morning from 5:30 till 9. It's a radio station called Energy 95.3.
Check it out.
Radio Player Canada app. You just look up Energy 95.3. It's so easy. Literally, once you have it there, every time you just open the app, it's right there. Press play.
Boom.
No commercials before it starts. It just starts streaming our show. And that's the thing that, like,
makes a huge difference for
helps us. Helps
us
the most.
Yeah, if you check out the radio show.
It's great to listen to the podcast, but the radio show is what pays the bills.
If you know what I mean.
We'll talk to you soon. Hey, you remember the time we said that the city's yours and mine. Hey, you remember the time.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.